Bava Kama, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav, 8-6. And the Mishnah says various, you know, fixed amounts, fixed payments that are imposed by the Bezin for certain acts. So it says, Hatokea l'chavero, if one punches his friend, that's Bartanura's Pshat, Rash learns it's that he either like screams in his ear or boxes in his ears. Nosen lo sela, the payment is a sela, that's, you know, call it 4 dinar, so coin, the biggest of the coins. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Lili, mane. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a mane. Mane is 100 dinar. So a much bigger payment. Now, the Rishonim are bothered by the fact there's such a wide discrepancy here, such an incredibly different range of at least 25 times. And actually, it's a little more complicated because there are two kinds of monies. Depending on how much silver content it is, there's called the money of the Medina and the money of Tsur, a Tyrian high-quality silver. And the Gemara suggests that Rabbi Yehuda is holding of it's the more higher quality one, which actually the numbers are not, then it's actually 200 times more. Rabbi Yehuda is saying 200 times more than in value. It's on the comma. Be that as it may, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so that means that it's this mana, this 100 Zuz payment, 100 dinar payment, and the Rambam Paskin, it's Medina, regular money. Okay, so that's a substantial payment. Shulchan Aruch brings this down. There is a machlokas if we're talking about this is the total payment. In other words, you punch someone or box in their ears or scream in their ears, you pay this 100 dinar payment, and that's just for the boshes, or that includes all 5 of the payments. The Shulchan Aruch Machaber suggests that's for all 5, but the Ramah goes like those who hold that it's just for the boshes component, and there are actually 4 more to go besides that. Beyond that, says the Mishnah, Sitaro, if one slaps another person, Nosen lo Masayim Zuz, then the payment is not 100 mana, but 200 Zuz, so twice as much. Masayim Zuz, just to give you a benchmark, that's how much a ksuba is, that's like kind of life expenses for a year. La'achar yado, if one slaps someone with the back of his hand, so then Nosen lo Arba Meo Zuz, then the payment is 400 Zuz, which is again double the 200 Zuz amount, and that seems 400 Zuz seems to be sort of like a maximum payment. It's sort of capped at that, no matter how nasty the insult or embarrassment is. And we have other examples like that. If Tsaram Ba'ozno, if one yanks someone else's ear, or some other Peshatim say splits his ear, or Talash Basaro, rips his hair, pulls his hair, Rakak Vigiabo Ruko, one spits at another person and the spit lands on his skin. If the spit would just land on a person's clothing or on the floor, then we're in a different kind of category, not of hachovel, of harming directly, but rather damaging with words, and there's a little application a little different for that. Also severe, but different, and the 5 payments don't apply. Hevir taliso mimeno, if one strips another of his talis, meaning his outer layer of clothing, like, you know, his jacket or something like that. All the more so if it was, you know, under a lower layer which would expose the skin. But again, you see, it's all the more so, it's still this 400 zuz capped max payment. Or para rosha isha, if one uncovers the head of a woman, bashuk, in the marketplace, meaning in public, so again, she's humiliated. In all those cases, nosin arba meos zuz, says the mission here, there's a 400 zuz payment, like a flat amount, that's sort of a maximal penalty for someone who's done something very humiliating to another person. Ze'aklal ha'kol lefi chvodo, says the Tanakama, this principle is that everything depends on the person who was embarrassed, and these numbers that are maxing out at 400, which is a very high number, assumes that the person who was insulted or embarrassed was very, very mukhubad, you know, a person of high stature, therefore they endured great severe embarrassment, humiliation. Now, it's just worth noting for a second, some of these things nowadays, I think people are not so sensitive to their kavod. Certainly if someone pulled off your talis, I mean, that's such a humiliating event. So in our world, probably not. But you see that it was in years past. There's the Ramah Paskins, for example, Lahalacha, if a person is in shul and he finds out that his talis has tzitzis, which are pasul. So he's doing an Isser D'oraisa of wearing a 4-corner garment without the tzitzis on it. but he's doing it sheval tase. He's not doing actively doing something. He's just sitting sort of passively wearing that garment. So even though that's a big no-no, he's allowed to leave it on in the shul, so he shouldn't be embarrassed to take it off in public. So you see here, you see there from that Ramah, and the people, you know, took their talis wearing, etc., very, very seriously, and it was extremely humiliating to have it not on in public, etc. So we're going for that assumption. In any case, Tanakhama holds that it just all depends on the person, and these are sort of the upper limits. Rabbi Kiva says, no, afilo anim shebi Yisrael, every Jew, even the poorest Jew of lowest stature, socioeconomic stature, roen osam ki'ilo hem b'nei chorin. We perceive them in halacha with respect to these halachas as if they are really aristocracy. Sheyardu minichsehem. That just simply, you know, they were aristocracy who have now lost their, you know, lost their assets, but they really are of maximal kavod. There's no differentiation between a richer and poorer Jew. Shehem b'nei Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov, because the Jews are all aristocracy as much as they're all direct descendants of the great patriarchs Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and therefore we can't just differentiate, you know, saying some are more prone to humiliation than others. Everyone's different, and all Jews are worthy of, you know, maximal kavod. Umasa, this actually happened. A story happened which indicated this kind of this approach that Rabbi Kiva had. So once happened be'echad shepara rosha isha b'shuk. There was a guy who uncovered a woman's hair in public, like pulled off her shaitel or her mitpacha, whatever the story is. I'm sure it's a mitpacha, not a shaitel. It pulled off, you know, her scarf, headscarf, in the public place, and she was humiliated. Ba'as lefnei Rabbi Akiva, and the din Torah came before Rabbi Akiva, v'chivo liten la arba meo zuz. And Rabbi Akiva said, you have to pay the full 400 zuz to this woman for humiliating her in public. Amarlo, and now the perpetrator who embarrassed this woman, he said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi ten lizman, I just need a little time, please, to make this payment. V'nasan lo zman, and indeed Rabbi Kiva granted him some time before making this 400 zuz payment. Now, just so you should know, normally the rule is that one is not, we don't give time. Once the Bezdin says someone owes money, they have to pay it immediately, and if they say they haven't got the money now, the Bezdin actually confiscates and sell their property to get the money that's required to make this payment, whatever the payment is. An exception that rules where there's no financial loss or expense that was incurred by the victim. It's just sort of a knas, a penalty. So then we'll give the perpetrator enough time to get money in order rather than confiscating and forcing a sale of his stuff. So that's what happened here. This woman was humiliated in public by having her hair uncovered, but she didn't lose any money or spend any money, and therefore the Bezdin is within its rights to grant time to the perpetrator, the person who was found, you know, guilty of, you know, getting the money together. So that's what happened here. Now, Shamra, so he now wanted to entrap her. So he waited, Omedes al Pesach Chatzera, for a time she was outstanding at the entrance to her courtyard. V'shavar esakad befaneha, he had like a jug of oil, and he smashed it in front of her. Uvo k'iser shemen, there was a few pennies worth of oil inside this jug. And now this woman, Gils Es Rosha, so she voluntarily uncovered her hair. She took her scarf off. Vahaisa mitapacha sumanachas yada al rosha. So she kind of like scooped up the oil off the ground and was like putting it on her head. You could think of it kind of like, like moisturizer for the hands or something. She was putting this on her scalp because she couldn't, I guess she was poor and couldn't afford oil. So she was grabbing this oil that had spilled. And the point is that she voluntarily uncovered her hair in public, the same woman who was being awarded 400 zuz for being humiliated in public. And since our guy, the bad guy here, he was entrapping her, hit mid aleha edim, he had positioned two witnesses to be able to go back to Bezin to report to Rabbi Kiva about what happened. Uvalifnei Rabbi Kiva, so they all came before Rabbi Kiva once again, Amar Lo, and the perpetrator, the one who was found guilty before, says to Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe, lazu ani nosen arba meil zuz? You mean to tell me I need to give this woman, who voluntarily uncovers her hair for a few pennies worth of oil, I need to pay now 400 zuz, which is like, I don't know what, you know, like $100,000, like a huge amount of money to support for 2 years, because of her humiliation? It just makes no sense at all. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva said back to him, lo amarta klum. He said, you have not proven anything. You have said nothing by the story. Because look, Rabbi says Rabbi Kiva, hachovu ba'atzmo, if one injures himself, you know, so then afo pisha Eino Rasha. You're not allowed to do that. You can't. You're totally forbidden from, you know, I don't know what, you know, self-mutilation. You can't hurt yourself in any way. But Patur, if one does that, there's no, you know, between him and Hashem, there might be a crime here because your body's not your own. It's a chait, in fact. It's learned that from the fact that Nazir is considered to have done a chait and brings a chatas for restricting himself from drinking wine, all the more so a person who actually hurts himself on purpose. You're not allowed to do that. But if you do it yourself, there's no obligation further than that. But a cherem shechablu bo, the very same guy who's self-harming, if someone else harms that person, chayavin, that person has to pay the full five payments. We don't care. You're not allowed to do that. So therefore, pays in full. And so the thought is, similarly, even this woman chooses to embarrass herself, it's not allowed. She shouldn't do that. She should have her dignity. But the point is, someone else imposes that on her, then they have to pay. And in case you'll say, well, that's only because there's like physical pain involved. But, says Rabbi Akiva, v'hakotzetz netiyosav. Similarly, if a person has, in his backyard, he has some fruit trees growing, and he chops them down. Now, chopping a fruit tree actually is also an iser from the Torah. That's bal tashkes, it's wasting, it's the primary case of destroying fruit trees. It's forbidden by the Torah. It could even carry with the penalty of, you know, lashes if there are witnesses and warning and so on. But afal pisha eino rashai. So it says Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to chop down your fruit trees, but if you do, assuming no one's there to sort of warn you otherwise, patur. So that's it, that's the end of it. You chop down your fruit trees and you know, you can do that if you want to. It's against the Torah, but the point is there's no further consequences necessarily. Acherim shekatzatzu es netiosav. If someone else goes and chops down this guy's trees, chayavim. Besides the fact that he did the aver of Baal Tashchis, and they also have to make financial compensation to the victim because he had fruit trees growing in his backyard and now they're cut down. So the point is, it doesn't matter if you yourself do it yourself, would be exempt. If someone else does it to you, they are liable, and that's true also for humiliation, which Rabbi Akiva, you know, sees as being something that's sort of objective. The dignity of a Jew is objective. If a person wants to forfeit his dignity, that's it. Maybe he could do that without having to, he could do that. Even though it's not the proper thing to do, but if someone else imposes it upon him, or in this case, this man imposed it upon this woman by uncovering her hair, so the man's a bad guy, and he pays this woman, says Rabbi Akiva, in full, like any other Jewish woman who is humiliated in public.